We built this city
on rock and roll.
What's happening, weirdos?
We're I'm Valerie Ann Cheney, and this
I'm Peter Benedict Holmes.
He's always doing a real brain dump in the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
And you're always mentioning it, you frigid bitch.
Oh my god. We built this city on rock and roll. This is a great one. I love this one. We did it right when I woke up, and yeah. we got to really good places. I loved it.
Yeah, it was cool.
I really loved it. I needed it, as I always do.
Me too.
So those of you that are new to the pod, this is the We Made It Weird. It's Val and I have a little time to ourselves, have a little date, essentially, and just catch up. And it's always a delight, and that's it.
And that's it. That's all you need to know.
July 12th is my next Living at Largo.
Brag.
Wow. Okay, you're always there, too. Go to largo-la.com for tickets. All right, everybody. Hope to see you on July 12th at Largo. In the meantime, enjoy We Made It Weird. I believe this is 91.
I believe so. Wow.
We built this city.
Get into it.
I've been...
I've never been able to burp. Well, I was trying to. I was hoping I had one. I always think it's so funny to just. I don't think it's funny to burp in the mic like at any point in the podcast, except for
maybe the beginning,
right when you
right
start.
The beginning, yeah.
That's the only time.
Well, that is
funny.
One of those things where, like, I remember I did Tom Segura's podcast and his wife, whose name I'm blanking on.
Oh,
we can't leave this in.
Edit it out.
But this is how I'm just blanking. I just woke up.
You just woke up. You're still gooey from the oven, as we like to say.
We literally were like, as an expert, I'm going to roll out of bed. And we're going to record a mead because I started telling you about
Christina.
I was going to say Christina, but I didn't want to be wrong. I'd rather just be like, I was going to say that instead of be like Christina. And then it's Kakalaka. And I'm like, shit.
Yeah. She'd anyway, be so pissed if her name was Kakalaka.
Hilarious. That's actually when I was in Israel, there was a kid named Mark when I was studying there. And he was from Alabama. And everybody there, it was like going to an extension of a Christian college. I haven't really talked that much about my time at Jerusalem University College. Valerie.
Oh my God.
It's utter perfection that it doesn't exist anymore, but it's university college. It's like something you'd see on a pen in Japan. Like three
absolutely.
Words.
Absolutely. Yes.
Like maximum flight embargoes. You're like, what?
Like, huh?
Jerusalem University College.
Oh my God.
And everybody there was very, very sweet. And there was this one kid named Mark, and he was from Alabama. And somebody called him Bama Mark, which I like how people in San Francisco don't like it when you say San Fran.
They don't.
No, I found that out the San Fran way.
Oh.
And I...
The hard way.
Meaning, I just don't understand it. I think I've probably said this on the show before, but San Fran, it's called San Francisco. I'm just dropping a Cisco. And they would rather you call it
SF?
Frisco.
No.
No, they hate Frisco too. They want you to say SF. SF, what are we speaking in? C++?
I can't believe this. I would think that they would hate it if you call it Frisco.
Frisco, I think, is the worst.
But San Fran is... I don't know. Why do we hate that? It rhymes. It's short. It's cute.
We've been together... I'm not going to say too long. I'm going to say just the right amount.
And you know where we met? San Fran. Frisco.
San Fran Frisco.
San Fran Frisco.
That's the combo of both the worst. We met in San Fran Frisco. But then in the bit, because I do this bit when I go to San Francisco, and I'll do it again, I call San Diego San Dan. Like, I don't understand. You put a San and a Fran that close to each other.
Yeah.
Calling it San Fran. So anyway, Christina.
Yes.
I forget again. Cadillac. Oh, he hated being called Bama Mark. Like, it was the first time I had seen somebody be like, don't you say that.
Wow.
And I don't think I even said it. Yeah. I watched him be like, you do not call someone from Alabama Bama. And I was like, whoa, did not know. I mean, again, the story would be better if it was me. I really think I watched that happen.
Yeah.
It's like when we sang Billy Wayne Davis. Mm-hmm. Won't you save us? Billy Wayne Davis is a Southern comedian that we love. Mm-hmm. And then me and Ian Carmel just improvising a song went, he's a redneck motherfucker who can bring the laughs. That song, by the way, is so good.
It's so good that we sing it in our notes.
We sing it all the time.
Okay, I was like, can we admit to this? Well, we sing it in our house all the time.
Yeah, I don't sing it, what, that we have a house? You don't want people to know that we sing a song that Billy Wayne Davis said
he doesn't like
the redneck part. And yeah, by the way, I completely get it. But Ian and I were just looking for like something, yeah, there.
And also,
and we didn't have like Bama, we didn't have the value of like, it's bad to be, like, I'm thinking Jeff Foxworthy, you might be rich.
That's what,
like,
I was gonna say.
It's like fun or funny to be like sons of the soil.
Yeah, no, my family is from Texas and they wouldn't be, maybe the women would, but like, I don't think any of the men would be offended by being called a redneck.
And maybe that's part of it. So Billy Wayne, I don't know. I can't speculate with Billy Wayne.
Maybe he's distancing himself a little bit from that being like his, you know, his association.
Although, yes. And as we've discussed, since my testosterone has gone up, I understand people being more like, hey, what he said was, you keep saying that, the redneck's going to come out. Mm. And we were like, oh, Billy Wayne Davis.
Oh.
Me and Ian Carmel just looked like the two soft boys at the back of church that were like, if you don't shut up, like the pastor uses the shut up word.
Yeah.
If you don't shut up.
Billy Wayne Davis.
Billy Wayne Davis.
Okay, Christina.
So funny, by the way. Oh, she farts in the mic. I also when you do your mom's house, and I remember...
Like, this, she does it every time?
Every time she has one, it seems. And I don't know what she had for lunch, but she seemed... I think she's...
Okay.
What? I just mean she had like 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
That's a good amount.
I don't know why, but I don't know what she had for lunch seems... I don't know. It just seems too personal. Like,
buddy, you're so right. Eating is personal.
And then the digesting.
How many farts you have is personal.
Yeah, and it affecting your farts and your poops.
We were watching Sonic and he said, like, I had too many bean chili dogs or something.
Yeah.
It's actually a really funny part of the movie. Benny Schwartz killing it. Anyway, but any joke about like my food is getting the better of me sort of hurts me. And especially because I'm from like a sauerkraut culture, Lithuania. Yeah.
So
any of like the it's hilarious. The like weird pickled stuff. And like then you eat it. Like I'd eat like weird, like strange to other people, not weird to me, things on Christmas Eve and stuff. Mm-hmm. So any sort of like, oh, I had kimchi, like it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This, sorry, I'm just dumping out all my morning thoughts, I guess.
Yeah. Drew, I can't believe you just like walked out of bed and you're already, this is why you should always get up with Leela, because although there's an argument for the opposite, but like you wake up ready to go. If I had woken up and we started a podcast, I would be like,
but this goes back to the men in my room, the board, the business people in my room. That is my brain.
Yes.
When I wake up, they're all there.
They're all like already wearing suits and have briefcases.
Oh yeah. They've been waiting. Boss, he's here. And then like the first email you check, two of them go off and start worrying about, not worrying about, but like we're doing that Just for Laughs show in Cancun, for example, which is going to be so cool. I'm so excited to perform in Mexico. I've never performed in Mexico. I don't know how it's going to be, if it's just going to be vacationing people or if it's going to be Mexican people. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Because as I said that, I was like, maybe I'm the idiot that's like, I'm going to get the real experience and it's just going to be a resort. I don't know. But as soon as I see an email about that, like a couple of the guys go. So anyway, I have like 30 guys in my room. Usually I'm working with 10. Right when I wake up, I got like a hard 30.
Which is incredible, because I would say usually I have... I don't know. I have all of my people in my room, but they're all still asleep. And one by one, they kind of slowly get up and make coffee. And
I love that. I've always loved people in those novelty barefoot slippers. who can barely keep... this is not condescension. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing your brother in your parents' old house in Tehachapi. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing you, mm-hmm. novelty bear slippers.
The Cheneys are like sleepy people. You can
barely keep your feet up, so there's a heavy scuff sound on the tile.
Uh-huh.
And then the sound, the specific sound of a coffee pot mm-hmm. being removed... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. by a tired person. So it's not like like in the middle of a brainstorm.
I know exactly what you're... I mean, like
it comes out in a way.
I also love...
I just love people that need things. I think it's so great that you need your coffee. I think it's so fun.
Well, I was just going to say...
And then you get it. What fun.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I am savoring... So I'm holding my coffee right now. And I have this thought every morning and I'm at the point where I like look where less than half, like maybe a third, maybe a fourth is left. Mm. And I think, oh God, I'm going to be so sad when this is over. And then I just try to really, the last third of my coffee is cold because I'm really just trying to milk
very,
it.
Very, very sweet.
Is it, or is it like real addict behavior? I guess addict behavior would be like, behavior. I'm going to have another
go
one.
Go get another one, yeah.
Yeah, but I only have one a day and it's my favorite part of my day.
So after I had a psychedelic experience, I'm just bringing people up who haven't heard that story. One of the things, I started doing several things, because what happens after some psychedelic things, ceremonies, you tend to have what's called the integration period. So you have 90 days to kind of like, they call it like fresh snow on your brain. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, you can make new connections, new pathways, and you can decide to not tread over the one, like let's say the everybody hates me thought that you constantly have. You actually do, not with every psychedelic, and certainly I can't guarantee this. I can say for me, that was true to my experience. Mm-hmm. I really felt like I had been separated from my brain, and my brain was starting to go like, hey, let me show you how I work. And then I'd go, hey, wait a minute, whoa, hold up. You right off the bat judge every single person and prepare like 4 insults in case they turn on you? And then I'm like, okay, let's pare that down to one. Mm-hmm. Like one good insult. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I really did. That's the whole story. I've told that story many times of being like, yeah, you should be focusing more of your energy on what you love about people. What you actually not just love, but like about people.
Yeah.
Just what's good about them. I started doing gratitude journaling because mm-hmm. My friend recommended that as a good practice after that. And I've been doing that and been loving that. And the third thing I did, there were many things, but the third thing in this list, mm-hmm. this list can end whenever I wanted to, but the third thing on this list was I was like, I'm going to quit coffee. Mm. It was mostly out of, I want to see if this is real, if I can.
Yeah.
Like, is my brain really accepting new orders?
Right.
And brother have a peach handy because I had no problem going off of it, and I did. Mm-hmm. And then just recently, and as you know, Magic Mind sponsors the show, all that sort of stuff. I'm interested in coffee alternatives.
I'm interested in coffee alternatives.
But at a certain point, I noticed... Sorry, I just have to... See, this is my boardroom. I just realized I owe an email to Magic Mind. I noticed exactly what you're talking about in your imaginary barefoot things. I used to always want to tweet as I laid down to bed, looking forward to tomorrow's coffee. Mm. And I actually didn't have that anymore. I wasn't looking forward to tomorrow's coffee.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the huge spikes and sometimes the crashes and sometimes mm-hmm. the too much, all these different things. But I realize I'm back on. I'm drinking coffee now. But I did it very consciously. I didn't even want a coffee.
Yeah.
I missed, and even as we're talking about you and Derek getting coffee in the morning, I actually envy those winnable games mm-hmm. where it's like there's something you want and you can get it. Mm-hmm. Like when we were kids, they were like, don't get addicted to coffee. I remember them telling us that.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, why not? You can get coffee in a barber shop.
Yeah.
Like there's nowhere... It seems like you can't go
speaking
5 feet.
Speaking of coffee, your coffee.
I loved that.
That was terrible.
I loved that.
And there was a little like, afterwards. I was
Valerie.
Like, speaking of coffee.
Well, here's another reason I'm excited. I'm all stuffed up and my left ear is like almost completely plugged. So I'm kind of a mess. I'm enjoying a chat to
get. Yeah, well, you didn't get to do your like more, like usually you kind of get up and, you know, like blow your nose so loud that it wakes the neighbors.
This podcast has become a new way.
I think it's cute.
I really do honk my honker real loud.
You honk your honker louder than I've ever. And we've talked about this, I feel like.
Yeah,
I've never heard anybody blow their nose the way you blow. You blow your nose like a cartoon.
Yeah.
And it's, and then I think maybe once I heard your mom do it and I was like, oh, this makes sense.
We all get a good clown grip.
It's, yeah.
And allow enough air and enough pinch to get like a.
And I've been with like other people when you do it and it's kind of like.
Everybody looks at each other?
Yeah. Everybody's like, huh. Like kind of just like, wow, that's fun.
Do you, let me ask you this, because from the clown side, and there's only me, my brother, my dad, and my mom on this side that I know of. So I'm aware that it's weird or unique. But when I listen to other people blow their nose, it sounds like this. It sounds like. So to us, the honk is a courtesy. It's like
it's better like, than hearing the juices flow.
Yeah, just, it really sounds. I'm not saying either are good options.
Yeah,
but I actually think it's not like who gives a shittedness. It's more like this is weird. It's very Holmesian. It's like this is weird. Let's make a loud noise to make it a little less weird. Because the
well, I will say it's not gross. It's not gross.
It's weird.
It's just weird and loud and really loud.
Yeah. That's upper state New York, man. My brother still says upper state New York. My dad says upper state New York. I say upstate New York because that's what people in New York have told me that you say.
That's what it is actually called.
Upstate New York. Yeah, I know.
We need a cough button like from Frasier.
Do we have one?
I don't know.
God, I love Frasier.
I know. So
I was going to say being sauerkraut family. Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah, I think you made that point.
I had another point.
Okay, go for it.
What do you have? Well, I thought you were running out of steam. I thought I was swooping in to talk about how personal it is what we eat.
I love that. That is something that I should remember is that when you are especially up top, just like going and going and going, you're laying out the table and you're doing it because you assume that because I'm not talking, that means I don't have anything to say. But I actually have a lot to say. I'm just waiting for you to listen.
It's actually not true. I assume that the guests and you are coming with a full Santa bag filled with toys and good things.
Oh, yeah.
But when is it ever bad to just be like, and here's 30 things that for the rest of the, we've talked about this before, and it's not really that deliberate. But like for the rest of the conversation, there are all the things that were mentioned in the first 3 minutes that what it's doing is it's a creating a shared vocabulary of tone. Like we started the show.
Yes.
There was this thing.
Yeah.
Only a couple minutes where a lot of words, it's priming. Let's think about things like this. Let's be open like this. I'm not even trying to do it to you consciously. You require no priming. We talk quickly. But like if you're trying to get a group or a membrane to grow around something, it's helpful for those people inside of it to have some sort of shared experience, or at least, you know, to hear the same words and be like, those are the types of things. That sounds ridiculous, but that's exactly how we are as human beings.
No, that makes sense to me. I think for me, and it's interesting because I do think this will go back to somehow we'll figure out how this might relate to either your ADHD or your giftedness, as we've been talking about on the podcast.
I'm too scared to do a Twitter poll. but my friend Elliot was like, yeah, like he wasn't thrown by the, he's the one that's sort of pushing, not pushing, but he's suggesting you might want to get tested. And he's like, the gifted thing comes up. Like, he wasn't, like, shocked. He's like, in fact, they overlap a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say is so I know that a trait of giftedness, at least, and I'm not sure, maybe it's true for types of ADHD, is this really fast processing. So you process, like, at a mile a minute, just like everything we could be talking about. We could talk about this. We could talk about this. And like, and I will sometimes, I don't mind it. I like it. I like you.
You don't have to like it.
But I
like that you are so sweet.
For me, I think it goes like, you say something and I go, oh, I have one or two things to say about that. And then you go to the next thing and I'm like, well, those are gone. I'll never remember those.
As you're saying this, Valerie, that's exactly how I would feel. That's why I'm saying it's not really by design. It's what's happening. And it does seem to, for my taste, it works.
Yeah. And it works because you have a very successful podcast.
No, but when people are like, hey, well, this or this, I'm always like, we haven't talked about this in a while, but we have talked about it before, but it's like, I understand. Like, yeah. Anybody's criticism. And at a certain point, there's something beautiful that's happening. I'm not saying I'm laying down my arms, but you're realizing that so much of how you are and how you behave, some of it is controllable. And some of it really is just like, wow, that's the guy. I was thinking about that last night, like how early mornings was, wow. I was thinking about this last night. Like if there was a camp and we all have to, or a field trip at Jerusalem University College, and we all have to get up at like 5 and get on a bus. I was always the kid that was just so excited. It's like I had missed reality while I was asleep, or like I didn't like being alone that long or something.
Yeah.
Something in between those two. I've always been way too late. I even knew on a bus driving to Jaffa Gate or whatever, I was like, I'm a lot right now. And I'm sure people even told me, and as I've joked many times, Nick Kroll, when we were on the tour, the Best Week Ever tour, would like tell me, because he's a bit of that like don't call me Bama Mark kind of guy, like he doesn't mind
just
laying it out,
straight shooter,
which I appreciate, by the way. He was like, he said no laughing in the car, because the loudest thing I do is laugh. But he just meant like, can you please, because he was bare slippers and coffee, and I'm like, apparently in my alarm clock, I just lick a cut extension cord. You know,
like it's like, and you go.
It's like real intense. So
it's great.
I was just thinking about that. But yeah. Pardon the interruption, weirdos. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help in the boudoir. That's bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. And that's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Yeah! The best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, are prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. With Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman, because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. Deal with it. Deal with that joke. I love it. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for weirdos. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code WEIRD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code WEIRD to receive your first month free. Free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and safety information that is important. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Boom. Pardon the interruption, folks. This episode is brought to us by our friends at Babbel. Listen, for most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I'm sorry, Senora Centers. I'm sorry, Senora Comanets. It wasn't very fun, and it wasn't very effective. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time and want to expand your mind, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other languages